Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden is spending the weekend in Delaware. After returning to the campaign trail last night, he appeared at a rally to support an old friend, Terry McAuliffe, who's running for governor in Virginia. NPR's Asma Khalid reports on why the race is important for Democrats.
It's been quite common in recent years for the president's party to lose seats in Congress during the midterm elections. Biden knows that in order to keep his legislative priorities alive, he needs Democrats to do well in the 2022 midterms. And this campaign stop in a northern Virginia suburb outside of D.C. is an indication of how seriously the president is taking the potential for Virginia's off-year election to swing the political momentum.
In this election and in 2022, the question the American people are going to be asking is whether or not we're helping them and their families.
Biden added that Democrats need to show they're delivering for people. So far, much of the president's agenda remains in limbo in Congress. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
First Lady Jill Biden is leading the U.S. delegation at the Tokyo Olympics. She sat near French President Emmanuel Macron during today's 3-on-3 women's basketball competition. The U.S. beat the French team 17-10. The First Lady attended the opening ceremony last night, and with the Olympic Games now underway, an organizer says Naomi Osaka as torchbearer was a message of the unity and diversity that the Games represent, as NPR's Layla Fadel reports.
Osaka has been open about the struggles she's faced as a biracial, multinational person born in Japan and raised in the U.S. by a Haitian dad and a Japanese mom. Some have accused her of not owning her blackness, while others have criticized her for not being Japanese enough. In Tokyo, her celebrated athletic prowess is slowly changing what it means to be Japanese and provoking conversations about race and identity. Tokyo Olympic spokesman Takaya Masa said this about the choice.
Hopefully, we are able to convey their new images of the Tokyo 2020 and this country.
Osaka's picture displayed throughout Tokyo is emblazoned with the words new in English and generation or world in Japanese. Layla Fadel, NPR News, Tokyo.
Thousands are expected to participate in today's annual gay pride parade in Budapest just weeks after Hungary's parliament approved a law that bans providing materials promoting homosexuality to anyone under 18. Here's the BBC's Nick Thorpe.
Gay pride events have taken place every year in Hungary since 1992, but this march has been given extra publicity by recent steps by the Fidesz government. A law passed in mid-June by Parliament banned the depiction or promotion of homosexuality and transgender issues among the under-18s. The organisers of the Pride March say they want to stand up for a diverse, open, inclusive society against what they call the stigmatising efforts of the government.
This is NPR. With rising coronavirus infections, the debate over a new mask mandate is brewing in Missouri. The requirement, even for those who are vaccinated, is going into effect Monday in St. Louis and St. Louis County. But State Attorney General Eric Schmidt says he will file a lawsuit against it. Leonard Cooper is a barber in Kansas City. He says it would just be easier to keep masks on for now.
Let's say we wear the mask. Let's say 6 months, the numbers go back down. Everybody take the mask back off. It comes back up again. Or is this going to be an ongoing thing?
In Oklahoma, health officials say the number of newly reported coronavirus cases topped 1,000 for a third consecutive day on Friday. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers putting pressure on the State Department. NPR's Rosemary Mizderi reports that they are reintroducing legislation to deal with the backlog of millions of passport applications created by the pandemic.
Americans applying for passports this month won't get them until well into the fall. They're stuck behind a logjam of as many as 2 million applications waiting to be processed. The Passport Backlog Elimination Act would require the Secretary of State to submit a plan to get the agency back on track within 30 days and return to its original processing times. The current wait time for a new passport, up to 18 weeks, is more than double what it was before the pandemic. The State Department has cited mail delays and staffing shortages amid a surge in applications from vaccinated Americans eager to travel. Rosemary Mizderi, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.